Scientists have always believed Neanderthals were our closest relatives. Now some scientists have discovered a member of the human family we never knew existed. DNA from a finger bone and a tooth discovered in a cave in Siberia shows the Denisovans were as closely related to modern humans as Neanderthals. And there's evidence the Denisovan lineage is still alive today. Simon Lauder reports.
For evolutionary science, the implications are sensational.
We have always gone around and said Neanderthals are our closest relative. Now we should really say Neanderthals and Denisovans are both our closest relatives.
In 2008, archaeologists found a finger bone and a tooth in a Siberian cave. They sent the fingertip to Professor Svante Paabo of the Max Planck Institute in Germany, asking him to analyse the DNA.
We were totally shocked when we found that it seemed to be a third distinct form of humans.
So it changes what we know about our own history.
Yes, it sort of shows that these guys have an ancient origin together with Neanderthals, but they then parted ways. So when Neanderthals contributed genes, for example, to everybody living in Europe and Asia today, these guys did not do so. But instead, they later on contributed genes to what became the ancestors of people in Papua New Guinea and Bougainville.
Professor Paabo says 4 to 5% of the DNA of modern-day Melanesians is from Denisovans.
And in some sense, it says something about our origins as humans, that we have incorporated a little of that their genome into us, that they're not fully extinct, if you like. They a little bit live on in us.
He says the DNA profile suggests Denisovans were widespread in East Asia, when Neanderthals were in Western Asia and as modern humans were thriving.
We know then that the ancestors of Melanesians met them, and that was probably not taking place in Siberia but some more southerly place.
Why have we known about Neanderthals for so long and we're only just discovering this new type of human?
Well, there is, of course, first of all, a bias in that a lot more archaeology is done over a long, long time in Europe than in other parts in Eurasia. And it's also the situation that you have quite a lot of fossils in China, for example, and in India that are enigmatic, that one don't know really how they relate to present-day humans or to Neanderthals. And it might well be that some or many of these even are these Denisovans, that we kind of already know them, but we haven't until now figured out how they are related to Neanderthals and to us.
As archaeologists continue their exploration of the Denisova cave in southern Siberia, Professor Paabo is hoping more samples will be found.
So I can say how they looked, and also you could date them directly so one would actually know exactly when they lived. At the moment, we only suggest that they have to be more than 30, probably more than 50,000 years old.
The findings are published in the journal Nature.
Simon Lauder.